We are learning Mesechlis Bava Kama Dav Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the bottom of Dav Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. Zok to Gemara. Omar Rav, Diklo de Ta'un Kaba, Osul Limiktsatze. You're not allowed to cut down a tree, a fruit tree. But what makes it a fruit tree? If it gives a kav of fruit, this is a deco tree, it means dates, it gives a kav of dates over the whole year, which is a very little amount. But if it gives that much peris, it's considered a peris tree, it's considered a fruit tree, and now I'll cut it down. How much does an olive tree have to have? And it should be us to cut down. A quarter of a kav. So Chartastira, Rav said a kav, and here he says a quarter of a kav. And for the Gemara, Shani Zaysim the Khashivi. Zaysim even more Khashiv. So if it gives a quarter of a kav olives over the year, that it makes it into a fruit tree already, and you're not allowed to cut it down. Omrav Khanina, Loy Shachiv Shivchas Bari el the cut tenants of Loizmana. Rav Chanina's son, Shivchas, died in his lifetime. And he said the reason why he died was because he cut down a fig tree before this man, before it was dead. And because of that, his son died. And the Mechlekes in the Peskim, what the case exactly was. It could be he did it with Derech Heter, and we'll speak that out when we finish the Sugya. But he said that his son died from cutting down a fruit tree. Omer Avina, v'mohayam u'la v'damim mutter. The halacha is that let's say the tree produced very good beams, and you need to build a house. So then it's mutter to cut down the fruit tree if the wood was more chosh than the peiris. If it had very good wood, then the halacha is you let it cut it down. Taina mehachi. It says taina mehachi. We went to rice like that. It says in the pasuk where it says that you should not cut down a fruit tree. The pasuk says kisatzur el ir yom rabim lelachem aleha. You laid siege on a city, Lusafsa. Loisashkus is Aitzel and Doyakalov. Don't cut down the fruit trees. Lundayakov Garzen, ki menu soichal, you're gonna eat from that. For Oitzel Sikhra, it's got other saw the person's like the saw the love of Panakh Matar is a Pashpatana means like is the wood part of the siege? Like why are you knocking down trees? Rak Aitzashtaidakilashkus. You only knock down trees that you know is not an Aitz Michael. Now the Pasuk could have said Rak asher loy hava toicha Michael. If it's not a food, why say a big loss in here? A lot of words here. Rak eitz asher teida ki loy eitz Michael. So Gemara darshin in these words that it means like this: Rak eitz asher teida ze ilam Michael. There are times when you could cut down ilam Michael. Ki loy eitz Michael hu ze ilan tzrak. That means a tree that does not give off fruit. So then why, if the halacha is that you could knock down a fruit tree, and what's the case of that? Rashi speaks out that if the only tree near the siege are fruit trees, they need those trees to lay siege, then you're allowed to cut it. So the Brisa asks, if that's the case, so then why would the Torah say, you're even allowed to cut down a Michael tree, even allowed to cut down a fruit tree if you need it? You have a choice, and you have a non-fruit tree. You're supposed to knock down the fruit tree before the fruit tree, even though the srak is a little bit further away. But you're supposed to use that fruit tree. You would think maybe even if the beams are more expensive than the peiros, you're not allowed to cut it down. Tamalema rak, you could cut it down. So this brisa raya to the memra of Ravina that ula b'damim is mutter to cut down the tree. Shmuel, Aisile Arise Tamri. Shmuel, his shearcraft brought him some dates. Ochali ate them. Tambu, time with the chamra. He said, I taste a little wine in these dates. Omale, my high, what's pshat? Omale, bendi gufli kami. It's between the vines. The vines grow around there. Omar, machisha v'chamra kuli high. If the dates are getting a taste of wine, that means the dates are weakening the wine, the vines, and the wine is getting weak from that. So, lemacha aisdem karayu, tomorrow bring me from their roots, which means take out those tamri, take out those palm trees, pull them out. That's one pshat, the karayu means the roots around the trees, pull those out. But like upon him, in any case, he said, pull out the tree because it's weakening, it's making my trees weak. My grape tree is weak, the vine's weak, therefore you're allowed to pull out and knock down this fruit tree. Rav Chista chaz a tali begufni. Rav Chista saw tali begufni. He saw these date trees in the where the geffen trees were. Amalei la arise. Amalei la arise. He told his arise akrinu, not pull them out because gufni kani dakli. The vines are much more chashuv. So with wine, I could buy dikli. I could buy karkayis with the plant more dikli, more palm trees. Dikli lekani gufni. But with dikli, with palm trees, I can't buy geffen. I can't buy wine. I can't buy vines. Therefore, that's more chashuv. So it come out from our sugya that even though it's the issa to cut down a fruit tree, but it's mutter b'makayim either that the beams of that tree, the wood of a tree, is more chashuv than the peiros, or if it's hurting your other trees, then also allowed to cut it down. And the Rosh adds on even more. The Rosh adds on that if you need it, near the mutter, the Rosh says. If you need the makam also, then it's mutter. If you have to make a building there, you have an extension, it's mutter. That's what it says in the Rosh. So that's what's coming up from our Gemara. But we had a Gemara before that Rav Chanina's son died from not cutting down a tree. The shaila is Rav Chanina didn't learn the psukim in the Torah, now cut down a fruit tree. Why did he cut down a fruit tree? I'm not going to say Rav Chanina just cut down a fruit tree. So some of the Mefarshim, Shilas Yaivitz, and others say that the case was he did it beheter. He needed the room to make extensions. He cut down the tree. It's mutter, the Rosh says. But there's still a sakana. There's two dinim cutting down a fruit tree. One din is an iser, this could be just in the Torah. And number two is there's a sakana from cutting down a fruit tree. The sakana has nothing to do with the iser. Even if it's mutter, it's still a sakana. A lot of person go with this, and therefore people are very scared to knock down fruit trees because of that, because it is sakana. Others will argue and say, no, if it's mutter, it's mutter. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about knocking the fruit tree. So you have to ask your local rabbi. The problem is with this halacha is that we're in Shulchan Aruch say about this iser. No one in Shulchan Aruch has brought down the iser to cut down a tree. So it's a pella. And the Taz is Simon Kuf Tazayin in Yoridea, which talks about sakana things, talks about eating fish and meat together. Those halachas, the Taz is Tamatmiya. Why didn't Shulchan Aruch bring it down? The Issa cut down a tree. It doesn't have a teretz, really. But like upon him, so it's very hard, these halachas, because we don't have a Shulchan Aruch in it, so you don't have a farsh in it. It's very hard to pass him. But if you have a shayla, ask a local rabbi, it depends how chassidus she is, might be have a different psak.
Cutting down a tree means cutting down the entire tree, or cutting down trimming it as well?
Pruning it could be better. But again, you have to ask your local rabbi. Okay. Zok to Mr. Vaita. Afa pi shuhu noisin loy. Now going back to Achayvo. Afa pi shuhu noisin loy, ein nimcha loy, achi yivaka shemenu. The halacha is, even though you give the chamisha dvarim to someone you hurt, you still have to ask him achila. You still have to ask him achila for the pain you caused him. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk that when we know the story, we should know the story with Avram and Avimelech, that Avram came to Avimelech city and he says, you know, this lady is my sister, it's not my wife, and Avimelech took her, and because of that, he got big oynish, the Avimelech, and at the end, he said, why did I get this oynish? Like, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. And at Lamaisa, he set him free. But he said, you have to ask Mechila from Avram. So it says in the Pasuk there that Hashem came to Avimelech in the middle of the night. And he says that you have to hoshev eishes ish kinavihu. Give back the Eishes Sa'ish Kinavihu. It says he'll daven for you. And so you see, you had to ask him achila. Umanayin shaloi machaloi shuhu achzari. Shanaam, it says in the Pasuk, Vaispal Avram alakim, that Avram taka daven alakim, and they was Michaelim. Vaispal Avram, he taka daven for him. He was Michaelim, and he daven, and they got healed. That's what it says in the Pasuk. What? It says that Hashem told him to do it. It says it means he asked mechila. It says v'yikra Avram. It says he asked mechila. So, akaponim he davened for him and he davened to him. As it says, and we'll see tomorrow more on this, a little more on this. So, v'yikra Avram lekim v'yipra lekim v'zamel v'zishter v'moyis v'yaleidu. Yeah. So the Mishnah Vayit. The ha'imer same as any kota as yadi shover as ragli chayv. That there's a new halacha here, we'll talk about at the end of the parak. If someone says, blind my eye, or cut off my hand, or break my foot, the guy is chayev for doing it. I'm an ass lifter. He says, you know what, do it, you'll be potter. He's still chayiv. Karas susi, he says, tear my begadim, shava eskadi, break my jug. Chayiv. Amnas lift, he says, you know, you'll be potter, you're potter. Also, kain leish plainly, amnas liftar. You say, do that to that person, you'll be potter. I'm telling you, you'll be potter. Chayiv em begufa em moina. Chayiv stai begufa, stai moina. You have no right to potter someone else. That can't be. But we see here, when it comes to hurting yourself, it depends. If it's hurting your goof, so then amnas lifter doesn't work. But if it's hurting your begadim, your possessions, then you could say amnas lifter, and we'll see in the Gemara what the difference is between your goof and the mammon, but that will be on Tzadik Gimel on tomorrow's daf. So the Gemara writes, Torah Bar, Kol Elu She'omru D'mei Boishtoi, all those that you pay for boish already, Avot Tzarei Afilu Hevi Kol Elu Nevoish Boilu Enim Chaloi, which Rashi says means the tzar that you were worried about your boishes. The tzar of the boishes. You pay for the boishes. That means that devalued by the boishes, that I pay for you. But the tzar, that you have to ask mechila for. You have to ask mechila for him. Ein nimcha loy achi vakshemenu. Shenem, it says in the pasuk that Hashem tells Avimelech, v'ata hoshev eishes se'ish kinovi hu, v'yispala v'atcha v'chiyei, and he'll daven for you, and you'll live. That's what it says in the pasuk. So you see that you have to ask Mechila. Now, the Gemara has a question on this pasuk. Why is it saying, Heshev Eshes Ish Ki Navi Hu? The Eshes Navi Boya Adure, Eshes Achal Boya Adure? You only have to give back an Eshes Navi. But if her husband was not Navi, you wouldn't have to give it back? Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Achmeini, Omer Rav Yonason, Hoshev Eshes Ish Mekol Makam. Avadi, you have to give back an Eshes Ish. But the Ka'amrit, that you said, you tain in Takaris Baruch Hu, Hagoy Gam Tzadik Tarek, that I didn't do anything wrong, Halay Hu Amar Li Ocha Chaisihi. They all said that she's his sister. And she also said that that's my brother. So that, Takaris Baruch Hu tells Avimelech, on that tain, I'm telling you like this, Navi Hu, he's a Navi, V'kfar Limeid, and he already taught, Navi's Lashon of a preacher, he already taught, Achsanoi Shabal Ir. When Achsanoi comes to the city, Al iske achila v'shasiya shayel ma'isai, or Al iske ishtu shayel ma'isai. When Achsanoi comes to the city, you ask him, you know, you ask him, do you need something to eat or drink and sleep? Or do you ask him, like, who's this, your wife or your sister? Or Al iske ishtu shayel ma'isai, ishtu chi achay ischi. Mekan lebenayach, shenarek shayel lumay v'lamad. So here's a tiny out of Melech. He didn't learn from the Navi, and instead, he started asking questions that don't belong asking. So that was a tiny on him, and that's why he got an oinish. Others learned the Gemara, the Marsha, in Masechtas Sanhedrin, Masechtas Machmei Makas was, that he learns a little different, the Gemara, and he learns that it's not Bekfar Limeid, it's going on, he's a Navihu, it means he's a Chacham, and it's going on Avram. He's saying, you Taina, why is he claiming that's your sister? He says, he's a Navi, he's a Chacham, and he understood from your questions that there's no Yiras Elikim there, and he knew he had to say this, because you would have stole her anyway. That's what it means. B'kfar Limeid, they changed the Girsa, the Umimcha Lomad, Achsanoi Leir, what do you ask him? So he learned from you, he saw from you, that you're not going to take her anyway, and therefore he had to say Achaisi. Zokta Gemara Vaita. It says that in the pasuk that what happened to Avimelech, ki otzar otzar Hashem ba'ad kol rechem lebeis Avimelech, al devar sora eishes Avram, that they got a terrible oynish, that Hashem closed up kol rechem. And it says double loshen otzar otzar. It's mashal two things. Omra v'loza, shtei atzira, shalol ulama, achas be'ish shichvazera, all the men, their shichvazera ducts were closed, and shtayim be'isha, shichvazera, which means that any shechazera that was in them from the man did not come out. Vileda. And also, their mokim leda also were closed up. That was the oynish. Mestita tana, even more. Shtayim bish shechazera v'ktanim, that the shechazera got closed, and the ktanim also, the place where they went ktanim also closed. Shloisha v'isha shechazera v'ktanim v'leda. That, and v'isha was three. Shechazera and ktanim and leda. Ravino Amar, Sholish Bish. There were three openings by the Ishtakar closed. The opening of Shechva Zera, and the Ketanim, and Pita Bas, which Rashi's Nekav HaGadolim Liponis. All those three were closed. Arba, Beisha, Shechva Zera, Vlei, the Ketanim, Pita Bas. Because it was a very painful situation there, where they couldn't even go to the bathroom. So that was the Oynish that they got. The everyone got this Oynish in the whole city. Ba'ad kol rechem, amrig rebi yana, fil tana gerlish v'esem melech v'etil v'etze osa. Even the chickens weren't able to lay the eggs at that time. Zogti gemara v'aiter. So now we're going to start with 16 different questions that Rava asked. Once we brought in the whole story here with Avimelech and davening and different things, on a Zaytika note, we're going to bring here 16 shilas that Rava asked Rabba Mari. And it starts off because it has to do with Avimelech, the story of Avimelech. Omle Rava le Rabba Mari. Menoha mils dam Rabbanon. How do the Rabbanon know this saying that they say, Kom avakesh rachma chaveiroi, v'hu tzar chay zedava, hu nana tchila. How did Rabbanon know his memra that someone who needs something and someone else needs something and he davens for someone else? If he davens for someone else with the ganze hearts, he gets answer first. How do we notice? On Malay, so Rabbi Mamari answered, the chassid says in the pasuk by Ioiv, Vashem Shov as Shvus Ioiv Bespalei Ba'adra Eyu, that Ioiv was davening for his friends and Hashem returned his captives, his family or his money that were held captive. They got returned. By Yosef Hashem, it's called Asher Yiv L'Mishnah. It says in the pasuk that Hashem, well, he davened with someone else, and Hashem gave him back his children. Amalei. So Rava said, At Amrit Mahasav, I know Amina Mahacha. I say from this pasuk, By Yispala Avram Elolakim, Yirpolakim, Asami Melech, Ishtar Vahamayisav. V'chsiv. The next pasuk says right afterwards, V'Shem Paka Desora Kasher Amar, Kasher Amar Avram Elav Melech. And the way Rashi learns is that it doesn't say Vayifkoid as Sarah, it says Vashem Pokad as Sarah, which teaches us, it doesn't say Vayifkoid as Sarah, it says Pokad. Masha Pokad kvar tchila Avimelech, that she got pregnant already before Avimelech got healed. Before that already, because since he davened for Avimelech, he got answered first. That's the means of Hashem Pokad as Sarah, Kasha Omar. Kasha Omar Avraham Melech, which was Shasvei Davin Tavim Melech, he already was Pakad. He already was answered. Toshis learns a little different. Toshis says it's not going on the Heroyan, it's going on the Leida. I am Toshis. Omale Rava. So that's number one. Second one. Omale Rava. Rava Amari. Humble Sadar Meinshi V'Hadi Hutsa. A lot of these will be in the Rashi's in the past few weeks parashas. Omale Rava. Rava Amari. No Humble Sadar Meinshi V'Hadi Hutsa Loki Karba. Where does the saying come from that when you knock off the thorn, sometimes the cabbage gets hit also? Omale. The makar for that is, which means that you know when the Rasham get punished, sometimes Sadiq can get chopped along. Sometimes, unfortunately. Amalei, we know it's from the Chassid, says in the Pasuk that Hashem says a Nevuah through Yirmiyahu, it says, Lama Tarivu Elai Kulchem, Lama Tarivu Elai, why are you getting angry at me? Kulchem Peshatem Bi, Noma Hashem. You all did Averis to me. And that includes Yirmiyahu, who's a Navi. So you see that Hashem included Yirmiyahu in the Peshim, even though, of course, he didn't do Averis. That was Rabbi Amari's Makar. Amalei, Atamat Mahasim, Anami Mahach, from this Pasuk. Adonah Me Antem Lishmar Mitzvoysai Visarayisai. This is talking about where the Yidin, Vadaman, so they went out to collect the man on Shabbos. So Hashem comes to Moshe and says, until when are the Yidin not going to keep the halachas? And the child was, he said, he talked to Moshe Rabbeinu also, Moshe Harano included. Adonah Me Antem Lishmar Mitzvoysai. It says, including you. So what do you mean, including you? Moshe Rabbeinu did anything wrong. Teretz is Bahadi Hutzah Lucky Karba. Rashi off an ark. Now Pasuk brings down this memra. Bahadi Hutzah Lucky Karba. Actually, Akasha there because it says earlier on there in Rashi that the reason why he got included was because he didn't tell them about Shabbos Ayin Shom. Good or I don't know. Something more about the Amalei Rava. Another one. Amalei Rava Rava Mari. Ksiv Miksei Achiv Loka Chamisha Anoshim. It says that when Yosef's brothers came to Mitzrayim, so he wanted to introduce them to Paroi. So it says, Vayova Yosef Vayagi LeParoi Ma'avi Va'achi V'Tzonim V'Karim V'Chashlam Bo Meretz Kanan V'Neretz Goshen. They came, and it says Mekse Ochiv. Some of his brothers Loka Chamisha Anoshim Aitzigim Lefei Paroi. He brought some of his brothers, five of them, and stood them from Paroi. Which five brothers was this? Which five? Zakti Gemara Amalei. So which Amalei Rabbi Rabbi Maksim Maksim Yachav Lekam Leish Anoshim Ma'an Yochav Yishu. Which five are they? Amalei Hakam Reyechanan Oysam Shukul V'Shemes. The one that had double names in Parashas V'Zois HaBracha. You see, they needed more strength. They were weaker. And we want the weak brothers to go in front of Paroi because we didn't want them to make them into generals. So he took the five weakest brothers. How do you know who's weak? If the ones that needed a double pasuk in the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu. So who are those five brothers? Number one is Don. It says, Don Omar, Don Gurari. That's double option. But the other one is Zvulun. Zvulun Omar Svach, Zvulun Vitzisacha. The third one is God. God Omar Baruch, Baruch of God. The fourth one is Asher. La Asher Omar Baruch, Rabbanim Asher. And the fifth one, Naftali Omar, Naftali Svara, it's all double option. I, Yehuda also says double option. It says in the Pasuk, Vizayis Yehuda, Vayim Hashma Hashem Kol Yehuda. It says Yehuda double option also. Yehuda was not the weak one. He also doubled his word, his name. So he's not weak. Amalei lemilsu udichpal. A special reason why we doubled his lashon. Amar Rav Shmuel Aruchin. Amar Yehuda Samayach says in the pasuk Yichiruvei val yamaisim misav mispar. The next pasuk Zayis Yehuda. What's mean Zayis Yehuda? What does that mean? Kol oisin arbam shana shayishav midbar. All 40 years the Klai Yisrael in the midbar. You know, not only was Yosef's bones taken from a tribe to be buried near Israel, all the brothers as well. Like it says in the pasuk when Yosef tells Klai Yisrael to bring my bones with you to Eretz Yisrael, it says va'alisem es atzmoisaim is itachem with you. The brothers came also. So all the years in the midbar atzmoisaim shehudim got megugalim ba'aron was like jumping around the aron. It wasn't complete. Why? Because of the klala that he said to Yaakov, v'chatosi l'cho kol ha'yomim. And we know that even in Mekayim Atanai, kilos chacham afil ha'tanai yiba. So the bones weren't, they were restless. The bones were restless. So at Shabbat, Moshe avik shvachim, alfon avar shalala, migon Reuven shiayda. Who caused Reuven to be moida about Bilbo Yitzui Aviv? Yehuda. And Yehuda, because Yehuda was moida on Tamar, he caused Reuven to be moida on the story of Bilbo, Bilbo Yitzui Aviv. Samayat Shema Hashem called Yehuda. He listened to call Yehuda. All Averel Shafa. The Averel went back into the sackets. Loyal come asked them to sit the rakia, but he still wasn't ready to go up into Gan Eden to the Masifta to the yeshiva. So it says in the pasuk, "Amay Tevienu." Loyal Yehuda Mike Amri. He didn't know what they were saying there. Rabbanu Mishkul Mitzvah by the Rabbanu. He didn't know. He couldn't handle learning with everyone. Yodav Rav Loy. So it says in the pasuk, Yodav Rav Loy. That Moshe gave him the bracha of the Lord. They weren't passing like him. It says that he'll be able to pass in lahalacha. So we said that Yehuda is the one who caused Reuven to be Maida. So Moshe is a very good kasha. It says in the pasuk that Reuven wasn't by the bar. It says that Yashu Reuven al bar. Zog Rashi, where was he? So one of the pshatim are that he was Isaac besak betanisa al shabil b'tzuyaviv. That was before the story of Tamar. So what's going on? It's Tosas Akash. Very good. I've got to remember the phrase from Reuven el Abar. Malam shom besak betanisa shabil b'tzuyaviv. V'zeh koy demaisa Tamar. Zok Tosas v'kamakayim loy hoyda b'rav marach shel Yehuda. It wasn't Maida Rav until after Yehuda was Maida. That says v'zois v'Yehuda after Yechi Reuven and Akaponim, so that's why it says a double lashon, because we have a special tefillah for Yehuda to bring his bones back. But Akaponim, the five brothers were those five brothers.